Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on mind control of a different kind and the cults that use it. No electronics, no CIA, just plain mind control. My purpose? To show you the trauma-based mind control is based on hypnotism. And we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And you can call into the show live and ask a question or join in the conversation at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Now, even though this is not used by the CIA, oh, I have one more announcement to make. It's kind of a sad one. Melinda Fee from California, a community member for many, many years, has passed away of a stroke, I believe, today or yesterday. God bless. I don't know if any of you have ever heard or seen the movie 12 Monkeys. Please watch it, because it parallels what's happening in the United States and worldwide with this pandemic. Well, the end is completely different than you would expect. Okay, the techniques, as I have said, are purely without electronics, just mind control. Very subtle, but if you look at it as a target, you'll see it's very simplified. The sophisticated techniques used to bring about thought reform and behavioral change that ultimately result in isolation and dependence are of particular interest to this article. These techniques are generally referred to as mind control. There are different forms of mind control. Mind control, in this context, refers to the techniques utilized by leaders of religious cults to ensure control over their followers. Now, what is mind control? Well, some definitions of mind control include a system of influences that disrupts an individual's identity and replaces it with a new identity. A step-by-step process designed to break a person's independence and individuality and to substitute it with the characteristics of a pawn. In my targeting, I have heard the word pawn used hundreds of times. Mind control is the shaping of a person's attitudes, beliefs, and personality without the person's knowledge or consent. Mind control is also a concerted effort to change a person's way of looking at the world, which will change his or her behavior. Example, if you are an isolated target going through this pandemic, the operators will try and make you think the world is coming to an end. A person has been made receptive to new ideas because his or her critical faculties, and ego strength have been eroded by techniques including information control, overstimulation of the nervous system, forced confessions, and ego destruction. The purpose of mind control, the aim of mind control, is to suppress an individual's own personality, ambitions, opinions, critical thinking, and ability to make decisions, and to replace it with an identity acceptable to the religious leader. A person who develops this new identity does not think critically, is indecisive, dependent, and lacks ambition, thus ensuring that the leader gains control. In this manner, the follower is also made dependent on the guidance of the leader and the group. The danger of mind control. Mind control takes place in a seemingly friendly environment. This friendly environment is created by what purports to be interest in the well-being of the individual. But on the contrary, it is a dangerous, terrible act. In view of the fact that the aim is to gain control over the individual, in this environment, the individual is more susceptible to such influence, and the establishment of a new identity is more readily achieved. The victim is unknowingly led and manipulated to make certain choices. The behavior changes that take place are viewed as the result of a person's own free will. The subtleness of this mind control is clear from the following quotation. Cults can do it. Mind control better, because it's easier to get people to do your bidding through manipulating their guilt and anxiety, and by never directly confronting them and frightening them, but to make their own inner guilt and anxiety change their behavior. Another important aspect of mind control is the fact that the leader can never be identified as the culprit in changing the behavior of his or her followers. Through mind control, individuals are unwittingly forced to do what the leader expects of them under the pretense that they have independently decided to do it. When leaders are confronted, they claim innocence on the basis that the individuals acted from their own free will. Outsiders unfamiliar with the subtle process of mind control do not suspect any wrongdoing inside cults. Mind control programs successfully attack the person's central stability, self-concept, and capacity for self-evaluation. Moreover, this attack is carried out under a variety of guises and conditions, and only rarely includes forced confinement or direct physical coercion. Cognitive dissonance. In order to understand the process of mind control, it is important to explain the principle underlying the process. Cognitive dissonance occurs when an individual is confronted with two or more contradicting cognitions or ideas. The result is that the individual experiences discomfort. This does not mean that a difference between two cognitions creates dissonance, but rather that a difference exists between cognitions about the self and specific behavior that nullifies that self concept. In order to obtain consonance, an individual will attempt to change one or both of the cognitions. This is an example used by Festinger in 1957. It would seem to conclude that this may assist in elucidating the theory. A habitual smoker who learns that smoking is bad for his health will experience dissonance because the knowledge that smoking is unhealthy is dissonant with the cognition that he continues to smoke. So he contradicts what is truth by carrying out another truth, both of which turning into one truth. Smoking is bad for you. He can reduce the dissonance by changing his behavior. That is, he can stop smoking, which would be the consonant with the cognition that smoking is bad for health. Alternatively, the smoker can reduce dissonance by changing his cognition about the effect of smoking on health, and choose to believe that smoking does not have a harmful effect on health. The third is, well, nothing's going to happen to me. And that is in the gray area. In cults, members are confronted in the first instance with a different view and lifestyle that confronts their idea about the self and their behavior. The view and lifestyle of the cult is presented as pure and novel compared to the bad, evil, unfulfilling worldview of the individual. As a result, cognitive dissonance is created. The individual is now forced to make choices or act in order to relieve this discomfort. Throughout the whole process of mind control, this redefining of the self and the member's worldview takes place in order to establish a new identity, the cult identity, to fit the cult world view. The process of mind control. And I'd like to add once again, for those of you who have just tuned in, this explanation of mind control is not electronic. It includes no delivery methods other than word of mouth from one individual to another. No one is under a trance. It is something that has clearly been taught down through the ages. It is clear from the description above that mind control takes place systematically. Different theories exist to account for the process of mind control in religious cults. We will discuss the mind control process that consists mainly of four phases. First contact, loosening, change and establishment in the cult lifestyle to gain control over followers. So, first contact. This refers to the first time an individual makes contact with the leader or members of a cult. This contact can occur as a result of a friend or family member's introduction to the group. It can also take place during a recruitment exercise of the group. The first contact will be extended by an invitation to an event of the cult. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss a different kind of mind control. This mind control exists without any delivery method, without any type of electronics at all. This is, in essence, pure mind control. It is used and has been by cults for many years to gain access to an individual's resources, such as his bank account, his or her automobile. So, in cults, recruitment and expansion are viewed as part of their mission. Love bombing, a powerful tool in recruitment of cult members, refers to a feigned show of affection and caring for the sole purpose of influencing behavior and indoctrinating new members. Love bombing is a coordinated effort, usually under the direction of the leadership, which involves long-term members flooding recruits with flattery, verbal seduction, affectionate but usually non-sexual touching, and lots of attention to their every remark. During the recruiting and predisposition of new members is also addressed. Predisposition factors refer to aspects such as feeling different from others or not really belonging somewhere. In the potential members' contact with the occult, they experience that these factors are addressed. They feel loved and understood and are listened to. The utilization of these techniques creates the perception of affectionate interest in the well-being of the individual. This perception not only causes an emotional desire to return and make more contact, but also creates a seemingly safe environment which influences the critical faculties of the person. The first contact has the aim of stimulating an interest in the group and its activities. Once that interest is established, the next phase can take place. And as I said, this is called the loosening. Loosening is the phase during which the leader starts to loosen the individual from his or her existing way of life. A successful way of achieving this is through inducing guilt. Targeted individuals, I am sure that you can agree with me that this is one of the things that our operators do. And that is to try to induce guilt. All the recruit's former personal connections are deemed evil by the cult and are shown to be against God's chosen way. It is also established by sowing seeds of doubt about the correctness of the individual's identification structures. For example, it is almost impossible for adolescents and young adults not to have mixed feelings about their parents, their church, politics, educational institutions, and the world in general. Many cults make a point of tapping into these unresolved feelings by exploiting. Okay, once again, we have to go to commercial. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss a different kind of mind control, not one that we targets are used to hearing about. And at the same time, it runs a perfect parallel. And this is mind control without electronics. Without anything. And I have been explaining the four different areas that they concentrate on. The first one is contact. The second one is loosening. This is a process by which they try and shake your foundation, if you will, and turn you away from your friends and people that you follow. Change is the next one. And change is the one that they use the most. They want to change everything. A new member has a gradual commitment to the activities of the group, and this creates the opportunity for change. in order to bring about real change in attitude and behavior, certain techniques are introduced. Some of the most powerful techniques will be discussed. Change is brought about through confession sessions. Through public confession sessions, new members are led to reveal past and present behavior, contacts with others, and undesirable feelings, seemingly in order to unburden themselves and become free. But they want to know everything. The member is stripped of his or her private and intimate feelings. Whatever is revealed is subsequently used to further mold the member and to make him or her feel closer to the group and estranged from non-believers. The information can also be used against the member to make him or her feel more guilty, powerless, fearful, and in need of the cult and the leader's goodness. A strong emotional tie is also formed between the member and the cult as a result of the self-revealing confession. Through the confession sessions and instruction in the group's teaching, members learn that everything about their former lives, including friends, family, and non-members, is wrong and must be avoided. Through subliminal information, our operators send the same thoughts. They speak the same type. They use a push-pull mannerism. Group pressure is another effective means to get people to fit their behavior to group norms. Cult leaders use the innate tendencies toward group conformity that people bring with them is a powerful tool for change. No one announces the rules, but people look around them, discern what they are, and behave accordingly. For example, a number of women in a cult, without being instructed to do so, change their clothes to dark colors, long skirts, flat heels, and no makeup in order to fit in. People tend to believe that the majority is always right. When confronted with information contradictory to the individual's own worldview, the reaction of the other established members is observed in order to assist in dealing with the information. The positive reaction by these established members causes new members to reevaluate their own response. In most cases, the new members believe that they must be wrong because all the other members accept this information. The pressure by the group subtly persuades the new member to accept the information. Sensory deprivation is also a powerful means to bring about change. Under extreme sensory deprivation, people often show decreased intellectual functioning and mood shifts, and even visual and auditory hallucinations. Sensory deprivation can diminish an individual's ability to resist attitude and belief changes. Stress that is experienced during deprivation makes some individuals especially sensitive to social influence. Singer and Lalich mentioned two important sensory deprivations common to cults, namely prolonged dietary changes and prolonged sleep loss. Well, members of the TI community know these two very well. Members of the Elan Christian Fellowship are expected to participate in all activities. One such important activity is prayer meetings. Members living on the farm are expected to pray at 5 every morning. Those who miss these meetings are told to look for another place to stay because they are not committed and do not belong on the farm. On Friday nights, they are expected to pray for the Jews. These prayer meetings can last up to midnight and even later. At 3 the next morning, they are expected to start praying again. Those who have difficulty in doing that are accused of being lazy or not committed. Many cults institute vegetarianism as a requirement for their members. At Elan Christian Fellowship, members are mostly fed carbohydrates and a very small amount of protein. Cult members are put on low protein, improperly balanced diets with no concern for proper nutrition. This causes odd sensations in the lower digestive tract. A spiritual explanation for this is that you are doing battle with Satan. The lower intestinal pains they experience are evidence of their sinfulness and their need to learn the group's ways of battling with Satan. So they have been deprived of sleep through commands to pray. They have been deprived of a healthy diet simply by what they are told to eat. In many cults, the members are involved in exhausting work routines, often going for months on 3 to 5 hours of rest a night, with occasional total collapses into sleep for which they are berated because they were lazy or sinful. Some former cult members reported that as a result of deprivation, they were unable to perform more or less routine tasks or to concentrate on anything other than their private religious experience. Sensory deprivation and the obvious physical responses to it can be reinterpreted and reframed as desired by the group leader and presented as evidence of whatever the leader says. Information overload is also used. During regular sessions, the cult members are bombarded with loads of information. A human being can only absorb a limited amount of information in an analytical way. When too much information is given, a person will simply absorb it uncritically. With gross overstimulation, the person may have a psychotic episode. Together with this overload of information, two other techniques are also used. One such technique is purposeful confusion. The leader will, for example, make the following statement, well knowing that members are starting to get confused. The more you try to understand what I am saying, the less you will understand. Do you understand? Okay, this is a suggestion of the push-pull tactic that I was speaking of. And it is also a suggestion at the same time. What this actually means is that the members should not listen critically to what they are told, but must trust and accept whatever the leader presents as the truth. Eugene Hoy taught his followers to consult him for the clarification of any biblical scripture. He also discouraged critical evaluation by saying to them, if you think, you will sink. Great encouragement. Another technique is known as a two-sided persuasion, a technique that subtly confirms the special calling of the leader in order to make members accept what he or she says and obey it. For example, the leader will tell the followers, those of you who doubt my calling, you should know that the doubt is sown by me, and because of my knowledge of that doubt, you should know that I am really from God. The ultimate goal of the change phase is to produce a new social identity. When the cult refers to a new identity, they speak of a member who is converted, transformed, or reborn. The new identity is demonstrated by coherence, with the prescribed behavior of the cult. Once the member is converted, he or she needs to be established in the cult lifestyle. During this phase, the follower has already redefined his or her life as part of a new movement dedicated to God and has internalized this new life through the teachings and techniques of the group. The members are completely committed to the group and the leader. The members have sacrificed their finances, possessions, family, and friends in order to be totally committed to the calling of God. All bridges have been burned. And with the realization that no support networks exist outside the group, they are inwardly focused. The followers are also kept in this new behavior pattern by means of other subtle techniques, such as fear, guilt, internal spying, and punishment if someone does not act according to the rules of the group or leader. Punishment to include, above all, to be ignored or rejected by the other members until the victim confesses. It also includes doing the dirty work in the group. In the Emmanuel Fellowship, they punish followers physically. One lady who was disobedient to God had to plant potatoes in a piece of land with her own hands. After the plants bore fruit, he plowed them into the soil again with the words, "Don't think that you or anybody else will eat the fruit of your hands." Another male member of the same group was excommunicated when he asked to be excused from one Friday night's youth meeting because he was very tired. The leader reacted furiously, accusing him of being lazy and not committed, and stating that he would never be allowed in any meeting again. This particular member went back to the leader after a while, begging him for forgiveness and a second chance. On the other hand, there are also rewards for those who are obedient, which mainly consist of praise given to the specific members by the leader. It is evident that after undergoing the process of mind control, a cult member is caught up in a situation that is difficult to escape for the following reasons. The internalized belief that it's God's way and will for them, and the commitment they have made already. Number two, loyalty and the fact that people want to achieve something And do not easily renege on a commitment. Respect for the authority figures that give answers. Peer pressure. Nobody is allowed to speak out. All the others seem to be going on. If I want to leave the group, something must be wrong with me. Exhaustion and lack of information increase cult members' inability to act. Separation from the past. Fear of possible punishment, but also that they could not survive in the world outside the cult. They feel guilty about turning their backs on the group, especially after they have actively participated. After effects for cult members. Leaving a cult is extremely difficult for many former members, especially if they have to do it alone. The hold on members obtained through the sophisticated techniques mentioned above has lasting effects on members who leave the cult. Okay, I have to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're